Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every day I will seek your face.
Thank you for tuning into Uswap Radio. Stay tuned for a special message from Leivon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Campaigns initiatives including our Theological Institute, missions, and more. Our team of governance in finance and administration. Our team of Edmarket involving information technology and marketing operations. Help spread the gospel globally. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, host of Spirit Straight Talk Radio and president of Urban Glory Campaigns. On behalf of Leivon Breland, the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns, I want to personally extend an invitation to join our team. Call our human resource office today at 641-715-3800, extension 2966445. That number again is 641-715-3800, extension 2966445.
Attention Maryland, D.C., and Virginia residents. The last two Wednesdays of every month, Urban Glory Campaign's biblical focus group, the Rhema Group, meets at 7 p.m. Dominion Academy with Selena Olivia for training and discussion in foundational truths. And Ambassador Academies with Urban Glory Campaign's ecclesiastical leader, Leivon Breland, with training for ministry leaders. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/rgru. That's www.myspace.com/rgru. Or call us at 641-715-3800, extension 91120. The Rhema Group, Revelation Unveiled.
Good evening. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Happy New Year from the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns. My name is Leivon Breland. I would like to welcome you. Tonight I want to discuss with you some of the changes that are coming up this year. As you do know, we have renamed the program from Uswat Radio Program to Rhema Remnant Radio, and we're going to deal with the revelations of God. It's catered to those who remain and remain faithful to the call of the ministry. This particular broadcast is set to minister to the minister and to reinforce some of the foundational roots that are causing us to be affirmed and affixed in our faith. In doing so, we have set out a extensive outline this year to go over some very doctrinal issues, as I was compelled last year by the Spirit of God to become a diligent doctrinal instructor. The Lord reminded me of how imperative it is for us to get involved into ministering to the minister. Several things are going to happen. We're going to talk in five basic agendas this year. We're going to be talking about doctrine, disciplines, discipleships, dominion, and divine health. And this year we've determined to win through doctrine and discipline. And in that being projected, we're going to go into various sensitive material pertaining to theologies. And, of course, theologies are how people derive and come to the point of their convictions when they go after attaining the knowledge of God. And so that's only one aspect of it. Of course, there's more to our development, and that's our divine development, becoming one with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we become one with the Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to get into and ascertain the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom of God. And so With that being said, I've become very strategic. I don't know if you noticed toward the end of the year, we begin to set up a new format where I give you a five-paragraph introductory with five questions, five primary points, five pertinent points to remember, and five conclusive points each lesson. And we have you a financial, we have a focal passage, again, with a purpose, goal, and objective on every lesson, because we want to make certain that we are targeting our audience with specific information that has been spirit stipulated for us in this dispensation. This generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled in the scripture that I'm reminded of when I go to talk about ministers getting in place this year. Last year, of course, we projected the announcement of the manifestation of the sons of God, how the whole earth travails waiting for the sons of God. And we developed a comprehensive series called The Hour of Manifesto and The Great Manifesto. The Great Manifesto has 12 parts every month. We gave an outline on things that we were manifesting in the spirit realm so that way we can obtain the lifestyle of the Great Manifesto and how God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And then from there we begin to dialogue about empowering the preacher's prayer life, the doctrine of confession, which led into this big conviction of the doctrine of better promises, which sparked a whole new curriculum for this particular broadcast. And in examining the doctrine of better promises, I realized that there was more in-depth questions that needed to be answered. So next week, we're beginning a new expansive study on doctrines. And as we approach doctrines, we're going to first start with enlightenment. Years ago, I taught a class on, I believe it was via conference call, on the doctrine of enlightenment. And for years I have talked about the eyes of our understanding, that we might know what it is, the hope of us who are called, to us who believe in Ephesians 1:18 all the way through 23. And we have been dealing a lot with enlightenment in that class. And so in that particular class, I was able to meet with ministers at 6 a.m. in the morning on Saturdays, 6 to 8 a.m., and it was a wonderful time of studying, starting off our mornings in the Word of God, and it was a very strategic time. I was able to give some principles to rid us of the sin consciousness and enter into a realm of spiritual sophistication by going on to the things which God has permitted all his sons of God to receive for this time, because unto us it is given us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God that have been hidden from all ages. And as a result of our searching and those who diligently seek him, we know they find them. We found out some things about who we are, that we are the men in light and that we are the light of the world, that if this gospel be hid, it is hid to those who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine unto them. And so we took that class and we began to approach hostily some doctrines, but I never really hit on it until we got into the doctrine of better promises. And we talked about how the doctrine of better promises is activated by the doctrine of the eternal spirit. We looked at Hebrews, the great affirmation of faith, the book that deals with how faith is how the substance of things hoped for. And by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were not seen were made by things that do not appear. We obtain our good reports through our faith. And so it is faith that pleases God. And so we understood that in examining the Holy Spirit, the one who leads and guides us into truth, he shows us how to live by faith and not by sight. And as a result, the Lord reminded me to go back over those things and to develop this diligence. And so we're going to enter into a realm of teaching for the next 3 months on strictly doctrine. We're going to start with discovering greater realms of enlightenment, building the true bridge to belief, and we're going to talk about belief in a very thought-provoking way. And so it's going to behoove you to get a notebook and set it aside for this particular broadcast alone, all by itself. And I would also encourage you to get Understanding Your Bible, and What the Bible is All About, Bible Handbook by Dr. Henrietta Mears, with a clear, concise overview of every book of the Bible, reading plans, maps, commentaries, and other helps, historical backgrounds on every key event in the Bible, how Jesus is revealed in the Old Testament and the New Testament, a glossary with clear definitions of Bible words. And it's a classic bestseller, over 4 million in print. I think Dr. Henrietta Mears lived in 1890 to 1963, an awesome woman of God. She taught people such as Bill Bright, Dr. Mears, and Billy Graham, and such other great leaders. She was a Presbyterian Sunday school Christian educator and a profound Bible teacher. She shows why the Bible is one book and one history and one story, and provides a complete overview of the scriptures, introduces key people in the Bible, gives historical backgrounds in every key event in the Bible, explains how Jesus is revealed in the Old and New Testament, and underscores the main themes in the Bible, contains written plans and maps and other study helps. And next to the Bible, I refer to this book often, and if you were to see the book that's in my hand, you'll see that it's one verse, because it helps you go over some things. And so next week, we're going to be dealing with chapter, let me give you the exact chapter in 1 second. We're going to be dealing with, I believe, chapter 15. And we're going, so if you have that book, you can go ahead and read through chapter 15. And we're going to be discussing the life of Job as it pertains to belief. And I believe it's going to be an outstanding, I've already been working on the commentary of the lesson, the outline is affixed, and God is going to reveal some manifold wisdoms of the Spirit during that time. So I would encourage you to be studying on the book of Job and our dialogue on belief systems, study the battlefield of the mind and just different things as it pertains to the mind and believing God, because our belief should make possibilities realities. And if it's not causing that, there's something wrong in the belief system. So we got to go back and examine some things. And then we're going to approach doctrine from believing biblically. And developing a biblical belief perspective will help you translate the in-depth doctrines that we're going to be discovering in a very swift approach over the course of this year. And then from that, we're going to develop disciplines, and I'm going to deal heavily in leadership during the disciplines unit. And then by the close of the year, I'm going to deal with discipleship and how we should go forth through discipleship and create a healthy discipleship programs. It's going to be an awesome year. 2010 is the year we'll win, but we're going to win through discipline and doctrine, and I believe it's important, because if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Jesus himself had a doctrine, but his doctrine was not his own. It was of the one that sent him, Father God. And so we must learn the doctrine of God so that way we can preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus with the authority of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus preached in that same authority that compelled him to move with compassion, to spread the love of God all throughout the world, so that anyone that calls upon his name should be saved. And so I'm excited about this. So get your notebook. Tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. We're going to have two classes a night. We're going to have some exciting announcements. Some things are going on. So much is going on in the ministry. Now, if you're listening, we have a ministry event celebrating the 20 years of me preaching and the 27 years of life. I've been preaching since I was 7 years old. I have tapes and documented materials to prove the longevity of the ministry. But I look forward to the next 100 years in the ministry. And so I'm very purposed to keep focus on the things of God. Well, we're doing a special celebration next Friday, and the president will come and tell you about it next Thursday, or this coming Thursday. But I wanted to come in and just wish you a happy new year and kind of give you an overview of what we're studying. Of course, you know, we're going to, again, have a systematic approach to our study this year, with 5 introductory paragraphs, with a scripture roadmap so that way you know where we're going scripturally. Then we're going to give you 5 primary points, 5 textual points, 5 conclusive points. We're going to give you 5 passages that relate to the passages, and there's five lessons. However, we only give four of the five lessons on the radio. So if you want the entire volume of series and the series that will come out of this particular study, you're going to have to order it through our ministry, because the radio only gives us a limited access, and we can give you a whole lot more material if you would invest into the organization. And I think it would be such a blessing for our listening audience. And we are expanding our audiences. I've already put a plug in for my staff this year to look for other internet venues of proclaiming this message. And we're going to be proclaiming on all the local ones, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, and all of those things. But in addition to that, we're going to look for other internet audiences to spread abroad this gospel, because if this gospel be hid, it's hid to those who are lost. Let the glorious light, and we're not going to limit our life. And so we thank everyone for listening to the broadcast, and we ask you to spread the word. Let people know we're on here. And if you are a minister of the gospel or those who are seeking to excel in the things of God by the study of God's word, then this broadcast is for you. You need to listen to it. Call and get involved. We have information on our webpage of how you can communicate with us, give us feedback on the lessons, have questions, any comments or concerns about some of the things that we're studying. You can contact us by looking at our website. And those of you who are listening by internet for some reason, you need to get off the internet for any reason, join us every Tuesday and Thursday by phone. You can listen to us by phone. No matter where you're at, you can call 646-595-4877. Now, with some of the changes coming on and due to technology advancing, we have to prepare. And I don't want us to go into the new set of study without having the system in place. So I just came to just give you a brief announcement of what is going on, and I'm going to pray with you, as I always do. And then after that, I'm going to come back on Thursday at 10 p.m., and we're going to have a special lesson and more special announcements and information to get you ready. And, of course, the message for the year, the closing message of the year in the last 2 years have been quite profound on this broadcast. And the Holy Spirit has not ceased to close his ears and attention to details for the coming year. So he gave us an outline of what to study for the coming year, and I believe it's going to help you. So we're going to rebroadcast that. I spoke on it on New Year's Eve, but I'm going to rebroadcast that program in addition to Thriving in Uncommon Excellence. The launch of that series will help propel you for the level of excellence that we're achieving in the future. So I will see you Thursday night. But let me pray for you as I said I would. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for every minister of the gospel under the sound of my voice that listens to this broadcast. I thank you for a greater level of expectation and dedication to your word this year. And I thank you, Lord, that you're enlightening the eyes and the ears and the understanding of your people, that they might stand and be steadfast, unmovable, yet abounding in your word, Father. So I pray for every minister of the gospel that this year that they would walk into their purposes and receive the resources and the necessary know-how to function in the excellency which your name, for your name's sake, Father. And Father, I thank you that this year we will not have shame on our lives, but we will live righteously, holy and blameless before your eyes, that we may proclaim and add to the church as such should be saved because of the prevailing of your word. And so, Father, as we set forth this year to study your word, I thank you that you've anointed every ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And Holy Spirit, I trust you as educator and communicator to do what only you can do and do best, and that's to transmit the truth that sets and that makes us free and makes us accountable and leads us into the intentions of the Lord Jesus. And so, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, for the freedom and the liberty and the camaraderie among the saints gathering to listen to your word. And I pray that this spirit stimulus for this year, the declaration of our winning, will not be one that of beating at the ear, but being focused and driven and disciplined through our doctrine, through our dialogues, through our daily affairs. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're equipping us and you perfecting the things that concern us. So you be glorified in all the things that are accomplished and revealed. It is in the name of Jesus that I do praise you and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do. because greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them by his Spirit. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. Again, spread the word that we're going to be on for the rest of the year on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 12 with a new focus, winning through doctrine and discipline. God bless you and good night.